Nice hanky, come to Slim. No, I was not going to be taken alive. He was closing in on me. My gaze darted around the shed. Okay, I would have to blow a hole through one of the sliding doors. I hated to destroy their doors, but I had no choice. I grabbed a deep breath of air, squared my enormous shoulders, faced the door, and pushed the throttle lever all the way to turbo 6. There was a deafening roar, an explosion of flames and smoke, and I went streaking towards the floor in a heap. Ouch. Okay, the door turned out to be stouter than you might have supposed, but that didn't stop me from, well, slithering under the workbench. Yes, I was aware that it wasn't a great place to hide, but I had run out of great places. The underside of the workbench would have to do until I could. He came slouching towards me, twirling that piece of twine around his bony finger.
Hank, you can quit any time now.
No. I began creeping to the north. So did he. I reversed my position and began creeping towards the south. So did he. I tried another northward creep. Again, he cut me off. Our eyes met.
Give it up, Pooch. Heck, we're gonna send you to Doggy University.
Doggy University, ha! Did he think he was being funny? It was a school for dumbbells, and I didn't need any of their so-called obedience training. I was obedient as I needed to be, and just to prove it, I tried to make another dash to the south, but once again, he blocked my path. Okay, he had driven me to the wall and left me with one last option. I would have to go into the jackhammer and backhoe program and dig my way through 8 inches of solid concrete. Did you think that dogs can't do such things? Most can't, and most won't even attempt it. But a few of us will do it when it's forced upon us. But I can tell you this, it sure messes up a barn floor. I began flipping switches and went straight into the back jack program. In times of stress, we shorten jackhammer and backhoe program to jack back, don't you see? It saves time. Anyway, I did the so forth, and suddenly the whole barn echoed with the brutal sounds of steel grinding away at rock. It was an awful sound. Maybe you've seen heavy equipment tearing down huge buildings? Same deal. Sparks, smoke, dust, the deafening rumble of solid steel making hash of solid concrete. It was... Huh? It was over. I mean, in the blink of an eye. He slipped the noose around my neck and gave it a jerk.
Let's go, Pooch. We want to get you to bed early tonight so you'll be fresh for school.
Oh. Okay, sure, no problem. School? Gee, that might be fun. I fell in step beside him, a loyal dog and his master, and together we made our way to the sliding doors. In front of the doors we stopped. I rolled my eyeballs upward and gave my tail slow, thoughtful wags. He looked down at me.
Now I'm fixing to open the door, but don't get any big ideas.
Big ideas? I didn't know what he was talking about. I mean, he had to open the door so we could go outside, right? He pushed the east door and it rumbled open. Outside in front of my very eyes, I saw the wide open spaces and freedom. Foolish man, did he think I was gonna just sit there and watch the birds? I saw my opportunity and went lunging. Ooh! Okay, twine. Did you forget that he had noosed me with a piece of baling twine? Sometimes we get so wrapped up in other things, we forget about these little details, don't we? Anyway, we left the machine shed and headed towards Slim's pickup.